We continue to see a change when it comes to our farms across the United States. I'm Keith Lundberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. Over the course of the last couple of weeks during the USDA's Ag Outlook Forum, as well as Commodity Classic, there was a lot of talk about the size of the U.S. farm operations. There's a new report out titled Farms and Lands in the U.S.
Farms have declined from 2018 to 2025. They've declined from 2,023,000 farms down to 1.865 million farms. Most of those declines are in the smallest sales class category. Also, since 2018, in terms of land and farms, we've declined just under 899 million acres in 2018, down to 874 million acres in 2025. So we've lost a few million acres in land and farms.
The USDA's National Ag Statistics Service Administrator, Joseph Parson, goes over some of the trends for farmland size over time, as well as by some of the sales classes.
Speaking of average farm size, over the last several years, from 2018 until 2025, the average farm size has moved from 444 acres up to 469 acres. So that trend has kind of been moving across time where the average farm size has been increasing. Economic sales classes, about 48% of farms that are less than $10,000 in sales, and their average size is 82 acres for those very small in terms of value production.
And when you really dig into that report, these numbers are really changing year over year.
The next size class from the $10,000 to $99,999 is about 31% of farms, and the average farm size there is about 263 acres. Then jumping over to the larger size class, that is a million or more farm value sales, about 6.2% of farms, and the average farm size there is just over 2,700 acres. Should be said that the largest farms control about 36% of all farmland.
And speaking of farms and farming, as we look at the calendar, we're now into March. Start looking ahead to spring field work. I caught up with Darren Hefty with the Hefty Seed Company, as well as Ag PhD, and we talked about some of the things going on within the ag industry with our Midwest agronomy update.
You know, when we get the sunshine out and we're getting closer and closer to spring, I'm getting excited. You know, if you're looking out the window and you don't see snow, you think, man, we should be out in the field doing something pretty soon here. And then you walk outside and realize, oh, yeah, it's still a little cold out there. It's not quite spring yet.
I know last time you and I talked, boy, the sun was out. The temperatures were in the 40s, 50s, maybe even lower 60s. You spend some time down in Nebraska, and we were kind of getting itchy, I think, a little bit about some field work. I know you said there was some going on when you were in Nebraska, but hey, you know what? Spring is right around the corner.
It is, and guys are starting to make changes to the plan already. I don't know if you can believe that, Keith, but just in the last couple of weeks here, we're starting to see soybeans on an uptick, and I thought it was going to be another corn year like 2025 was, but I think 2026 still going to be a big corn year, but I think we're starting to see the tides turn just a little bit back to that rotation and a little more soybeans coming in this year, at least from what we're hearing now.
Now, when you do talk about soybeans, and if I remember right, kind of working with you guys over the last few years, we talk about getting soybeans in earlier for those optimal yields. Is that true for corn and soybeans? Your take on that, Darren?
Yeah, it really is. Now, we're still of the mindset we like to plant the corn first, and our crop insurance date is April 10th in our area for corn. It's April 26th for soybeans.
With your WNAX Farm News Updates, I'm Keith Weinberg.